USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The Taliban running into difficulties since taking control of Afghanistan. Reports coming from around the country show banks closed and ATMs empty. Also, former Afghan soldiers and armed residents claim victory over the Taliban in three northern districts. Meanwhile, in Washington, President Biden continues to defend the decision to pull out U.S. troops.
Just imagine if that attack, if bin Laden had decided with al-Qaeda to launch an attack from Yemen, would we ever have gone to Afghanistan? Would there ever be any reason we'd be in Afghanistan? Controlled by the Taliban? What is the national interest of the United States in that circumstance?
Biden speaking Friday from the White House. A Gallup poll released Friday shows Biden's approval rating falls to a new low of 49%. Hurricane Grace making landfall in Mexico Saturday morning. Grace, a Category 3 storm hitting the East Coast, up to a foot of rain expected in some areas. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
COVID spiking to unprecedented levels in Australia, the country reporting a record number of cases Saturday. Violent protests continue over lockdowns, police firing pepper balls at about 4,000 protesters in Melbourne. Six police officers reportedly hurt. In the U.S., the focus seems to be on getting schools safely reopened. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on CBS News Friday.
Among the things to keep children safe are get everyone around those children vaccinated and get those children vaccinated themselves.
Walensky on Friday tweeting support for the Atlanta Falcons. They're the first NFL team to reach the 100% vaccination level. Meanwhile, Hall of Fame running back Barry Sanders announcing Friday he has COVID, even though he's fully vaccinated. Sanders reports no symptoms, though. Getting aid to Haitians proving to be difficult. Witnesses on the ground and government officials there both report relief supplies being stolen, including food. A return to the Remain in Mexico policy now on hold. The Supreme Court issuing a temporary stay blocking a judge's order to reinstate President Trump's immigration policy. The stay will allow the Supreme Court to review new filings in the case. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden's eviction moratorium could be a step closer to a Supreme Court showdown. Here's Tim Berg.
A federal appeals court on Friday declined to block the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium, setting up a showdown at the Supreme Court. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. District denied an emergency motion by two chapters of the National Association of Realtors to stop the ban. The moratorium, which was implemented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is set to expire October 3rd. The realtors are expected to ask the Supreme Court to halt enforcement of the ban. The High Court, in a 5-4 decision on June 29th, allowed an earlier eviction moratorium to continue until its expiration July 31st. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
GM recalls more Chevy Bolts due to battery fires. Here's Wendy King.
General Motors said it's recalling all Chevy Bolt electric vehicles sold worldwide to fix a battery problem that could cause fires. The recall and others raise questions about lithium-ion batteries, which now are used in nearly all electric vehicles. Ford, BMW, and Hyundai have all recalled batteries recently. GM said that in rare cases, the batteries have two manufacturing defects that can cause fires. The automaker said it will replace battery modules in all the vehicles. The latest recall will cost the company about $1 billion. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.